Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Michelle Tinsley, who is Director of Mobility and Payment Security at Intel. Michelle, thanks for joining me today.
Well, thanks for having me. This is great.
So I always love talking to you about the broad swath of issues that the Internet of Things really surfaces for everyone in the ecosystem trying to think about how to best enable it. But you have a particular focus and passion as it relates to securing those transactions that now this connected world can enable. So that's what I'd love to talk a little bit more about today. Starting with, I think, a fundamental question. What's the big difference between the way we think about securing transactions in a world where we understand point of sale, you know, online, offline, and now Internet of Things, which is, you know, really any environment? What's the difference?
So for us, Internet of Things is really bringing new capabilities to so many new devices. And with that kind of blessing also comes a new challenge, which is, you know, in the retail space, we've seen retailers really striving to increase their level of customer intimacy and improve their operations. And in doing that, they're gathering more data about the consumers, about the products as they flow through, possible suppliers. And so there's a whole wealth of new types of information that need to be protected. So with Intel, we're really advocating, again, thinking about as retailers deploy new technologies like IoT, that we build in security up front, that we architect it as part of the solution, because any great IoT solution should be secure. It shouldn't now create new vulnerabilities.
So I think that makes a lot of sense. It also sounds like a very different flow, however, than what the payments ecosystem is used to. How does this change not just your thinking and what you're doing, but everyone else down the line?
Absolutely, and that's kind of been one of our challenges or things we're overcoming with the industry and building a new ecosystem is there's an inherent complexity and legacy that comes with today's payment systems. Like you said, they've been designated, you know, and designed for, say, 30 years of credit card transactions, and we kind of know how those work. We've got well-established partners in that space that know how to secure, for instance, credit card numbers and PINs. That's great. But now if we add this new dynamic of trying to protect all sorts of new information as well, it now means maybe we need to take a step back and think about, again, with a clean sheet of paper, how would we go about doing that? How would we start introducing some new elements? And so with Intel, I know we have a solution, our data protection technologies, where we're building an ecosystem. We truly see this as a potential, you know, kind of industry-level architecture that not only Intel could use, but we're enlisting, you know, the help of managed service providers to go deliver this. And we're even seeing where there could be in the future path to where this operates even on non-Intel, you know, technology, because a retailer wants to reduce complexity. They want to have security built in, but they also don't want to start managing 8 or 9 different types of security protocols. You know, that no human-driven IT department is that good. And so we really need to think about how can we simplify this and do it in a way that allows some flexibility, because there will be new policy updates that are needed in, say, 30 days, a year, as new types of malware are discovered. And so we need a flexible framework and an architecture that can keep growing as IoT gets deployed.
Do you think, Michelle, that this suggests that we should all, as we're taking a step back, take a step back and reimagine the experience that consumers and these endpoints, which could be, you know, any kind of business, should be thinking about with respect to how those interactions happen?
Absolutely. I think, you know, payment's important, but at the end of the day, retailers are really focused on the consumer experience. They want that experience to reflect their brand ideals. They want to really win not only the pocketbooks of their customers, but the hearts and the emotions of their customers. And so, you know, payment that is full of friction and frustrating, you know, doesn't lend itself to anyone. And so I think we need to look at not only thinking about, yes, how does payment happen securely, but really thinking about how is it part of a slick, new, seamless experience that reflects the brand's image. You know, hence we're trying to work with, you know, cutting-edge CRM companies, because we look at that and say, hey, they're collecting these new types of data in their CRM software systems. How does Intel work behind the scenes to make sure that those fields and the connections are made so that that data is secured right away?
How does this change who you talk to at, for example, merchant organizations? Are you talking to different people today than you were, let's say, 5 or 10 years ago?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, historically, Intel has had a very strong relationship with the CIOs and their IT departments, but knowing that this is much more about brand identity, you know, we can all look at the big breaches that have happened in the industry, and, you know, it's impacted the CEOs, the boards of directors, the chief operating directors, the CMOs, you know, in terms of brand. So we are working with all different aspects of the organization, really trying to loop in what is new solutions like this data protection technologies. Yes, it's a security solution, but it enables, you know, a much better level of customer experience. So we do need to talk to the marketing officers about it and the operations folks, or, you know, omni-channel directors are some of the folks we're talking to as well.
Interesting. So give us a little more context around the data protection technology. How does it work?
So it's essentially a software product that initially gets, you know, injected. It could be after the fact even, you know, so this is, let's say you have as a retailer, 4-year-old or 5-year-old point of sale system. We can inject through our managed service providers a software applet. It unpacks itself and it establishes the secure tunnel with the peripherals. And what it then does is any, you know, data field that has been deemed needing to be encrypted, gets encrypted right at the instance, you know, the data comes in. So on a barcode reader, it'd be on the barcode read. On a keyboard, it'd be the keyboard stroke. So in talking to some retailers, we're hearing, you know, their eyes light up and basically say,
wow,
holy cow, I have call centers, you know, where customers are coming in, you know, calling in over the phone and doing a few orders, and today none of that is encrypted. You mean I could encrypt it right away, right now, and we have what we call Brownfield Solutions, which is a payment dock that will connect these legacy peripherals and start encrypting that data. So, you know, there's an easy way to get on. And then, of course, yes, you know, 2 to 5 years from now when you go to buy that next-gen POS, you know, we have a whole host of ecosystem partners that are producing, you know, the capable DPT systems. But we look at that and say, you don't have to wait for a POS upgrade to start getting, you know, the IoT security now and enable those better experiences.
Is it truly as easy as you describe it? It sounds pretty simple, as if why wouldn't everyone be doing this?
Well, it is fairly simple in that, again, we've got already at Intel into ship release the entire end-to-end, you know, applet to the, you know, activation server, billing rights are automated, et cetera. For us now, the challenge is getting our managed service providers into production, so to speak, with their services. But when we've started doing joint calls already with end retailers, we so far have not gotten a cold shoulder. You know, if the worst we've heard is, I love what you're doing, but it's, you know, July and I'm up to my ears in rolling out technology before the October deadline, can you please just come back to me in October? So
right.
That's the worst answer we've gotten. So I'm pretty encouraged by that. I feel like we're on again to the right solution. We'll continue to broaden our ecosystem. We're constantly, again, on the look for new software interfaces with CRM programs, and, you know, managed service providers that might want to join this ecosystem. And I think, it, you know, in the future, even this year, you'll see more announcements around how we're broadening that ecosystem.
Well, I think the point that you make is data being so valuable, and it really is what the fraudsters are after now. So I think they understand that, you know, the clamps are coming down on cardholder data. But why do you need that when you can actually steal personal data and create your own account? So this would seem to me to be a very logical extension of where we need to be going in order to really put the clamp around fraud more generally.
Absolutely. I mean, the statistics we've seen are last year, 3 out of 5 American households were affected by some sort of fraud activity. We've seen that when people do have their identity compromised, it usually takes them 6 months to remediate and $4,000. This is, again, something where, sad to say, the consumers are not protected by issuing banks in this situation. You're on your own to go clear your name with the various reporting agencies and get it right. So, you know, this is one thing where Intel goes, the technology's there. It's simple. We can, you know, again, improve the way things are happening. And these are the types of technologies we'd love to get behind because we do have such a big technological footprint in the industry.
So does this suggest that your data protection technology, I mean, you're looking at the conventional point-of-sale environments today, which obviously is very, very important, but you're looking then at other endpoints and how they connect to the consumer and adapting your software platform to those environments as well?
Absolutely. So today it already works on fixed point of sale and mobile point of sale if the mobile has, again, an Intel processor in it. We're also seeing that if you, for instance, had a digital sign that had an NFC coil in it and allowed you to, you know, take payment in the digital sign, again, if that sign was driven by an Intel Core processor, it would be DPT capable. So for now, again, we started out with the ones that are based on Intel because we, again, can control that minimum viable product more tightly and understand the technological interactions. But where we're going in the future is with that kind of brownfield notion, could we expand what we're doing here and have any sort of device kind of run with this architecture? So that's kind of where we're exploring.
So final question for you, talking about where you're exploring. So obviously retail is a big segment, but there are lots of other environments where the need to protect data is also critical. I can think of healthcare as a use case. I can think of cities and the ways that governments are trying to be both smart and secure. Where do you see the potential evolving for what it is that you're doing and just the Internet of Things environment more generally?
Yeah, we're starting, as you said, with retail and hospitality because those are ones, again, where we've seen lots of breaches and there's a very clear use case. But medical is the one that comes up very next. You know, I personally went in for an exam and the office was 100% digital. So great news was, you know, no paper and it was very seamless. But on the flip side, I kind of got worried when they were scanning my driver's license and my medical ID into a scanning device into their PC, and I was thinking to myself, I bet none of that's encrypted. I'm already being protected by one company because our healthcare larger system was breached last year. So, you know, I just go, oh boy, new information for them to take. So I know many people don't think like me, but I do know that healthcare is, again, front and center. In addition, I think it's any, you know, comings and goings, security, border crossings, passports. You know, it was shocking to me that today a stolen passport is worth $60 on the dark web, and a stolen credit card is only worth $1. So, you know, I am leery about when you check in a airline check-in kiosk in the airport for an international flight, and I'm scanning my passport number. That's going clear text to the TSA today, and that kind of
you're kidding. Seriously.
Seriously. So, you know, those are the ones where we go, that's, again, a very clear use case. We've got some partners that already call on those managed service providers that call on the airlines. So we look at that and say, to me, those would be the next, you know, hot areas to go. But this absolutely is a flexible framework that, you know, within the walls of Intel, we're socializing it heavily to say, hey, other segments in IoT can absolutely adopt this.
Wow. Well, I guess I have only one piece of advice. Hurry up. It sounds like we need you and your team to really get busy on all these things that I suppose we all do during the course of our everyday life and work, but maybe have our hands covered over our eyes just a little bit, hoping for the best. But it sounds like there's at least a path forward to make all of this both seamless, frictionless, and secure, which I guess is the best news of all. Thanks, Michelle.
Okay, thank you.